श्री भगवान वास धीर एव महावाह सुनु में परमंग वचः जब ते हम प्रियमानाय बक्षामी सितताम Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is advising Arjuna that I am speaking to you again a further confidential part of knowledge. And why I am speaking to you? Because you are my dear friend. Now, in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, we have discussed this point that the Bhagavad Gita was specifically instructed to Arjuna for his only one qualification, that he was a devotee. Bhaktosi, priyosi me, rahasyam bhetat uttamam. The Lord says that the mystery of Bhagavad Gita is very confidential. So, without becoming an unalloyed devotee of mine, it is very difficult to understand. Actually, it is so. And in the market, you will have so many commentaries of the Bhagavad Gita. In India, we have counted there are about 645 different commentaries of Bhagavad Gita. One Dr. Lele of Bombay, he has interpreted Bhagavad Gita as the talk between the patient and the medical practice. Yes, he has imposed on Krishna as the physician and Arjuna as the patient. And in his commentary, he has tried to interpose all the meanings of anatomy, physiology, everything, and his own imagination. So similarly, at the present moment, there are so many commentaries, and people have taken that anybody can interpret in his own way. This is the modern view. So everyone is perfect, and he can interpret any scripture in his own way. But so far we are concerned, we are not agreeable to that point. We agree to read Bhagavad Gita in terms of the instruction as it is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says that this knowledge has to be taken by the parampara system or the disciplic succession. It is not that anyone can interpret these viewpoints. No bona fide student of Bhagavad Gita will accept. So, this Bhagavad Gita is being taught by the 15th personality of Godhead to Arjuna. He says again the same thing, he is repeating, that jatseham priyamanayo bhakshani hitakamaya. Because you are my dear friend, I desire that you become prosperous, you become happy, therefore I am speaking to you. But do you think that Krishna is not interested in others to make them happy and prosperous? No. He's equally disposed. He wants everyone to be happy and peaceful and prosperous. But they do not want it. That is the reason. just like the tongue science is open to everyone. Tongue science is not for any particular nation or particular country or particular person or community. It is open for everyone. But if somebody wants to remain in darkness, closing his door, do not come out, that's what poor Sankan can do for him. Similarly, this Bhagavad Gita, the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, is open to everyone. Everyone. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manhi pārtata pārtata dhītisi pāpa jūnaya yā sudra tathā vaishyā sīti jānti parāngatīm. Anyone, never mind what he is, there are different kinds of species of life. Some of them are considered as lower, some of them are considered higher. That is our material conception. And actually, according to the different qualities, according to the different modes of nature, there are different situations, and there are lower grade, higher grade understanding also. That is a fact. But Krishna says that anyone, never mind what he is, Papajuna. Papajuna means those who are in the lower birth. So, Bhagavad Gita is transcendental subject matter. It does not depend on the qualification of the student. Anyone can understand Bhagavad Gita, provided he agrees to understand according to the principle. The principle is evam paramprapratam sumangrajasayudhu. This is stated in the fourth chapter. That this Bhagavad Gita is coming by disciple succession from Sam God. Sumang vivasthati yugam prasvanahvabhyam. I first of all instructed this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, the sun planet, the Yuvasham, the present ruler of the sun planet is known as Yuvasham. So, Yuvasham, his son was Manu, and Manu, the father of the mankind, his son was the king Ikshvaku. And King Ikshvaku was the king of this earthly planet, and from him this parampara system of the earthly succession is coming down. But it has broken now. Lord said to Arjuna, sakale neha bhuvanasya parantapa. In course of time, that disciplic succession has now broken. Therefore, I next again you as my disciple. He has already accepted Krishna as spiritual master. In the second chapter, in the beginning of the second chapter, Krishna says, Sishasiham Sadhimam Prapanna. So long we are talking as friends, but now I surrender myself as my spiritual master. So, therefore, Krishna was speaking to Arjuna on the platform of spiritual mouth. So we should notice that the perfect spiritual master is Krishna. And anyone who is following the principle, as Krishna said, he is also representative of Krishna. And the teacher is Krishna, and the Arjuna is the student. Similarly, as a spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, similarly, a student must be also the representative of Arjuna. Then Bhagavad Gita discussion will be nice. What is that Arjuna's position? You will find in this chapter, if you are now just beginning, he said, Sarva me etam yudana man me, jat bhagati kesava. My dear Krishna, whatever you are seeking, I accept. I accept it. So that should be the process of understanding Krishna, bhagati. Not that I don't like this, so I reject this person. I like this person, therefore I accept it. This sort of studying Bhagavad Gita is useless, nonsense. Sarva mitam mitam, whatever you have said, I accept. That is it. Similarly, a teacher of Bhagavad Gita should be a representative of it. Representative Krishna means a confidential devotee, another devotee of Krishna. The same thing, he also accepted Krishna as he is. The student also should be like that. Then the study of Bhagavad Gita is perfect. Otherwise, it is useless waste of time. There is a nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said, Satam prasangad mama bija sanghida vavantiritan nadasana katha tajjivisanat ati apavarga vatmani sadhya bhakti yati vanitramishyati. If one, if anyone wants to understand the spiritual plans or the plans of Krishna, then he should associate himself with the satam, those are pure devotees. Those are pure devotees. Satam prasanga, when discussions take place between pure devotees, then the potency of spiritual knowledge, as they are depicted in the pictures and sacred books, they become revealed. Simply, mental speculation discussing on Bhagavad Gita, that is useless, futile. Here it is stated, the satang prasanga atma madhurija sanghida bhavanti rishtanga rasa. If it is discussed in the association of pure devotee, then the potency of that spiritual and language will be revealed. In the Vedic literature also, in Vipassata Upanishad, it is stated, yasya devi para bhakti yatha devi tatha guru tathaite kathita hiratya prakashanti mahatmana. It is said that one who has got firm faith in God and similar faith in God's representative. Yasya devi parabhakti. Devi means God. Yasya devi parabhakti, yatha devi tatha guru. Guru means spiritual master. Spiritual master means a perfect devotee of God. He is spiritual master. So, sasthanke kapita jharta. So, all these, import of this Vedic language, will be revealed to you. It will be revealed to you. We cannot understand Veda simply by academic qualifications. We must have the qualification of becoming a devotee of the Supreme Lord and his representative, the spiritual master or the saintly person. These are recommended in all Vedic scriptures. Similarly, here it is stated by the Supreme Lord that because you have become my dear, we have to cultivate such practice in Krishna consciousness that we may become dear to God. My spiritual master used to say that you do not try to see God. Just act in such a way that God will see you. Just try to understand. It's very nice. if I want to see God and I met God as my order supplier, that please come and I will see you. So God is not so small that he has at one can call him in his job. No. We have to qualify ourselves. We have to qualify ourselves. Therefore, by the qualification, by your qualification, God will himself come and see. There are many instances. God is just like Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, he went to the forest to undergo severe penance to see God. So when he was God saw him, or when he saw God, then God asked him, what do you want? What benediction you want? I shall give you. The Guru Maharaj, the small boy, 5 years old, he said, Sami Kitapu Ki Varanna Jake. Now I am so satisfied that I have nothing to ask from you. So one who sees, one who can perceive that God, he has no more any demand, because he is transcendental to all these material demands. So now we are in the material plane. We are always dissatisfied. Na bhava vidyati sata, na sato vidyati bhava, na sato vidyati bhava. Asat. Asat means a circumstance which is not continuous. Everything, any circumstances of this material world is temporary. Suppose I am very happy. Oh, your happiness is temporary. Suppose you think, or I think I am very shocked, I mean, horrified, I mean, distressed. But that is also not exist for some time. That's like seasonal change. So this is called dualism. We are feeling happy or miserable. We are feeling cold and heat and everything dual. But these things are coming and going. So when one is in transcendental position, he is above this reality, he is in the absolute. So in that absolute state, if you want to go to that absolute state, then this is the process. This is the process, Krishna consciousness. Gradually, as you develop, the Krishna is within everyone, the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Paramatma, he is seated in everyone's heart, and as you become purified, as you become sincere, so all the dictation will come from within, and he will show you the path he is following. You shall be happy and prosperous, and at the end, by quitting this body, you shall reach the supreme abode of Krishna in the spiritual sky. All this has been discussed in the last chapters, 8 chapters, 7 chapters. Now Krishna says that Name Vidu Sridana Pradam Namaharshaya Aham Adihi Devana Maharshinanta Sarvas. Now he says that nobody knows me. God says, Lord Krishna says, nobody knows me. Name Vidu Sridana. Sridana means the demi god. Those who are in the higher planet. They are called demi god. Sridana. Name Vidu Sridana Prabhavam. My influence or my activities, my power, my extension, everything, Prabhavam. Now Maharsaya. Maharsaya means great savior. Maharishaya. Maha means great, Rishi means savior. They also do not know. What they do not know? Now, aham adirhi divana. I am the original person of all demigods, and Mahasnanda Sadvasa, I am the original person of all the rishis. Now suppose we had some forefathers, 10 generations before. We do not know many things about it. We may hear something by parampara system or in the family history that our 10 generations before there was one forefather. So even we do not know. So from Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so many generations in the beginning of this creation, now the first beginning, the Brahma was created. The Brahma, so millions and millions of years before Brahma was created. So what we know about Brahma and the demigods, so practically we do not know anything about God. It is not possible. Our puny brain cannot approach such extensive form of platform where we can understand God. In Srimad Bhagavat also, it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grahyam Indriya. Indriya means this material sense. We gather knowledge by sense. But these material senses are very limited. So it is not possible to understand God or Krishna by speculating our mind. Mind is the center of all senses. The sense itself, mind gathers knowledge. So it is not possible. Because our senses are imperfect. By imperfect senses, we cannot reach to the perfect or to the unlimited. Therefore we cannot know. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavi Grahyam Indriya. It is not possible by manipulating your different senses and knowledge and mind. You can understand God. Then how it is possible? The possibility is Kevan Mutrihi Vibhada Uttayama Yavastrasthava. If you engage your senses in the service of the Lord, then He is revealed to your senses. The senses. We have to acquire knowledge of God through these senses. But in our conditional life, the senses are impure. Therefore, these senses cannot understand God simply by speculation. It is not possible. Therefore, Lord says, Name Vidushirogana. Now, we have got developed senses. Suppose the child, he is understanding and his father's understanding, there is difference. Because his senses are not so developed. The father's senses are developed. Similarly, as we are here in this earthly planet, there are many, many other superior planets. Their senses are far, far improved. But still they cannot understand God. They cannot understand. Similarly, Visha means great Shilaka person, this person, maybe. They also cannot understand God. Jomam Anadincha Vetti Loka Maheshwaram Asanmura Samastitu Sadhu Papi Pamitkati. Now people pray and say that what is the use of understanding God? Let God remain in His place and let me remain in my place. What is the use? Suppose we cannot understand God. Now, argument may be, yes, we don't understand God. There is no necessity of bothering for understanding God. As Krishna says, no. If you don't take that botheration, then you will never be happy. Neither you will be liberated. So it is your interest to understand God. Not that God will be profited if you understand. No, you will be profited if you understand. Therefore he says that Jumam Ajam Anadinsa Vesti Yoga Mahesana. Anyone who can understand me as the origin of everything and Loko Mahesana and the I'm the provider of the master of everything. Jo mam, ajam anadinsa vetti loko mahasa. Loko mahasa is the supreme proprietor or master of all planets or all everything. Asang bura, without any doubt, asang bura, samatesu, in this material world, samatesu, sarvapapu kamishwa. He began free from all sinful yet. Since you are knowing, understand, that God is great, He is the proprietor of everything, He is the friend of everyone, and He is the origin of everything. These things, if one can understand, asaṅgura, not that because Bhagavad Gita is speaking like that, not because a Swami is speaking like that, but you should understand yourself, asaṅgura, without any doubt. When you understand doubtlessly that God is the proprietor of everything, then you will be liberated and freed from all anxieties and needs. So it is our interest, you know God. We are always full of anxiety. Nobody is free from anxiety. Nobody is free from miseries of this material world. And here is the process. And Bhagavad confirms it. Nothing you do. Vishnu. We are making progress. But we do not know what is the ultimate goal of progress. That we do not know. Nothing you do. It's similar. Bhagavad also confirms. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu durasaya. Durasaya means some impossible hope. They are being conducted under the guidance of these illusory energies with some hope which is impossible to be fulfilled. Durasaya. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu durasaya ji bahiratkumanana. Why? They are thinking of that impossibility, impossible hope, because they are taken, they are captivated by the material things. So, Krishna says that Jomam Ajam Anadim Chabeshi Loka Mahishkaram Asam Mula Samatesu Sarva Papui Pramishya. Papui, of course, in the modern civilization, there is no distinction between pious and impious. But according to scripture, there are pious activities and impious activities. We are always engaged in some kind of activity, either pious or impious. If we are engaged in pious activities, then we become happy in future. Not exactly happy, but a little on the upper stage than others. It is stated in the scriptures that by pious activity you can have your birth in a very good place, in a very good family, you can have, you can become highly educated, you can become very beautiful, and janma is suggested of sleep. Janma, therefore. Birth in good place, in good family, good country, and aishadja, and wealth, and opulence, and three means beauty and education. These things are the result of pious activity. Similarly, just the opposite number is impious or sinful activity. So by sinful activity, we suffer, by suffering is always there, either in pious or impious. But there is some distinction between pious and impious. So here it is said that anyone who understands God, that He is the supreme proprietor, Sarvaloka Mahishkaram, without any doubt, then he becomes free from all sinful reactions. Thank you. Any questions?